until they got to the house and the shooting started, it was actually quiet, right?
Yeah, it was actually a very quiet morning. The day before had been a real running fight down one of the sort of the one of the main streets, north south streets, they called it Henry in Fallujah. But that we ended up in a building and sort of taking it over, sort of a big sort of palace like building, and taking it over. And then the next morning they sent out a security patrol to sort of check the local neighborhood. And I went through sort of house after house after house after house, and they were all empty. They're all empty. They're all empty. And this house that the fight ended up in was pretty much the last house. I had ended up sort of, I was like, well, there's nothing in this one, there's nothing in that one. I think I'll just sit this last one out. And it turned out that was there was like six guys in there, just waiting for the Marines to walk through the door.
So it'd been quiet, and then suddenly the quiet is shattered.
It had been very quiet, and there wasn't even really much throughout this. I can't really even recall much gunfire around the city, sort of off in the distance. Because I think the previous day had been such a serious fight that everybody was sort of, probably the insurgents and the Marines and the Army both, were sort of taking a breath before the next, sort of the next day. So as we were going around, the streets were empty, it was very quiet, and then when they went into that last house, I was sitting talking to some of the Marines in the back of a Humvee, sort of quietly chatting about, this, that, the other, nothing, and then, sort of all hell broke loose. And we all ran. Everybody that was available ran to that building, because there was, it was. There was p pistol fire. There was rifle fire. There was their fire. There was a grenade. It was. It just sort of came out of nowhere, this explosion of gunfire, and sort of shattered the, really, really did sort of shatter the quiet of that morning.
And wishing there was nothing to see, there was nothing about that house to suggest that there was anyone in it, right?
Well, actually, I was talking to some of the guys since we've been back, and apparently when they went in, most of the Iraqi houses have sort of an outhouse that's usually kind of near the gate or near the exterior. There's usually a wall around the house, and near the exterior wall, I guess, so that it has access to the street. And as they went in, one of the Marines noticed that this outhouse had been recently occupied, and sort of told everybody, told the other three guys that were with him, hey, I think there's somebody in there. And, okay, Roger that, gotcha. And they went in, and like I said, there was a guy right in the first room who really could have killed them all, except that he froze, which was, I guess, understandable and lucky for the Marines who went in.